at Mercier Orchards. That first creeping in of fall in August, like a decision that's been made but not yet put into effect. An endlessness to the sky, high winds that rattle the tall tulip trees. Hold their leaves up closely and you'll see a browning at the edges, as though they're burning slowly. The man picking blueberries with his family thinks alternately of the mass shooting earlier that morning at a nightclub, which he saw on the news that he turned off when his 4-year-old daughter came into the room, and also of his friend's presentation on consciousness, which he understood about a third of if he understood anything at all, and he left feeling both dumber and smarter for having attended. There's never not an I, the argument went, in our understanding, and God, whether we believe in him or her or it or not, is our invention, making us all atheists because we believe in ourselves more than we believe in anything else. So the border of every model includes us in what we imagine. Try putting something outside the box and you've just drawn another box, like one of those Russian nesting dolls. More obscure, though, is his understanding of the gunman, that he knows he's absurd for not understanding how someone can kill in a world that can produce blueberries, that he can't imagine that the sweetness of it all could be overpowered, that that can be resisted for anything else like hate, injustice, self-loathing, sadness. That's on him. A failure to think beyond himself. And the children pick the berries, eating most of them but saving a few. Most are ripe, some have begun to ferment, and this is his favorite time of year, and he is happy under the endless blue sky that is not endless.